T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Josh Reynolds, and now that we know the contract details, I'm actually a little surprised that if we ever find out that, you know, were the Chiefs really interested in Josh Reynolds, because the Broncos signed the former Lions wide receiver a two-year deal worth a maximum of $14 million.
Okay.
And he had a 5-touchdown season last year, and he's now going to be catching passes from an unknown quarterback in Denver. Which is interesting for him to sign a two-year deal there. I think the fact that he doesn't really even know who his quarterback
makes me think that was the best money he got offered.
That's what, yeah. So were the Chiefs, you know, were the Chiefs ever pursuing him? I don't know.
Or maybe they tell him we're getting ready to draft JJ McCarthy, man. It's fine.
Yeah, I mean, look, 2 years, 14. I would have been interested in that at that price. I would have been very interested. I mean, Hollywood Brown signed 1 year for 7, 1 year for 11 with incentives. Josh Reynolds is 2 for 14 with incentives. So it might be 2 years. $9 million, you know, it might be 2 years, $10 million.
Sure, I think that's what actually gives me confident that even though, like, you're right, had you just laid that deal out in front of me, Gold, because you and I have both stated that we want an extra wide receiver, an extra veteran wide receiver, so they've got even more flexibility in the draft, and just to ensure that if there is an injury for Hollywood Brown, which has been the case a lot lately, they have protection. But the fact that Josh Reynolds was that cheap makes me think that the wide receiver market has finally cratered. It was out of control for a little while, and the Chiefs got the best deal on the market. And what I think has finally happened is, okay, now we're back to the real deals. The normal deals, the reasonable ones, the ones the Royals can and will afford. So maybe it's not Josh Reynolds, but now I think that there are available options at that price point that don't concern me. It didn't have to be Josh Reynolds for me. I know that that was Drew's guy, but there's a lot of that level veteran receiver that I might be more interested in 1 for 5 anyway.
Yeah, what,
so
like a Michael Gallup
there,
type.
Yeah.
You know, Michael Gallup, I'm assuming,
exactly,
is getting a small 1 year, $4.5 million plus incentives get you to 7 type of deal. So there's definitely some, if you're just looking to add another veteran to fill out the roster, plus you draft a guy, I think you're good. Because let's go through it. I mean, Rashee Rice, Hollywood Brown, there's 1, 2. Whoever they draft, as long as it's one of the first two rounds, is probably your 3 next year.
Yep.
Your 4 right now
is Justin Watson.
So
you'd love to shove him further down.
And Sky Moore's like your 5th, you know, and we haven't even mentioned Tony, who, yes, is still on the roster. I don't know what the plan is there. To me, Sky Moore and Tony, I think they'll both.
Once they signed Reese Zemet, he was gone.
My guess is because there's no harm in holding on to Sky Moore. He's on a rookie deal. My guess is you have Tony and Sky still up at camp with you, and then you make a decision from there. You know, somebody else emerges. Maybe you're able to trade him for nothing, essentially. Maybe someone gets cut. To me, there's no harm in bringing Tony and Sky Moore to camp, though. I know some people just want them gone. There's no harm with bringing
both to
camp.
Starting to get a little crowded, but yeah, you get 90 man to go to camp. So.
And Sky Moore is not making any money, really. So there's no problem with that.
And Tony cost you just as much to get rid of as he keeps to hold on.
Something like that.
Yeah, I mean, he's $2 million to cut or keep. You don't save a dime, but, you know, if he's not the right fit for your team, I don't feel that way either. Have we officially... I think I had seen this pointed out, and I don't remember who now, and I guess I probably am there. What's funny is I'd still be open to taking a wide receiver in the first round, because I don't think you always have to take your number one need in the first round. You want high need, high fit, high talent in the first round for me. But we're officially at the point now, right, that the weakest unit on the roster is not wide receiver anymore. Like, as it sits right now, the weakest unit on the roster is not wide receiver, it's offensive tackle.
Well, yeah,
because
right now,
Donovan Smith, or not Donovan Smith, Wanya Morris and Jawan Taylor is worse than the 1-2 punch of Rashee Rice and Hollywood Brown.
So I think at the top layer, yes, I think the depth, though, tackle doesn't have any depth right now either, but the depth at wide receiver is still probably the biggest question now, because and this goes for a lot of teams, but all of a sudden you lose either Rice or Hollywood Brown and you're in big, big trouble. Now, I could go through probably half the league and make the same argument, But that's why I think they still need to draft one, and why I would like them to bring in another veteran.
Same.
Because if Rice had to miss 3 weeks, I'd be, you know, you start to get
Hollywood
really
more likely. But yes, either whoever, way, you don't want it.
Yeah, whoever.
Or if your fear that Kelsey's aging slowly creeps up, then you need even more protection at wide receiver, which factors into your decision. But the worst unit is the offensive tackle. I mean, that's the weakest unit on the team. Corner, what's funny enough is they traded away L'Jarius Sneed. It might be what? The fifth? Like, what? I mean, you know, running back is weaker than corner right now. Wide receiver is probably still weaker. Tackle's still weaker. I'd argue defensive line. Like, corner might be, like, one of the strongest, deepest units on the team. Hell, it might still be one of the deepest in the entire AFC. That's why they could get rid of Sneed. The more and more I do that exercise, I look at unit by unit where I still think they need help. Corner is below.
Well, it helps when McDuffie might be consensus by the end of the year the best corner in football.
Yeah, you and I already think
so,
he is. But
so sure. if he ends up being that by the end of the year, and then you bring in Jalen Watson, who we found out after the season,
yeah,
he was dealing with the torn labrum or whatever it was, you know, for much of the year. But his rookie season, he kind of came out of nowhere and was a huge.
He'd overtaken Joshua Williams for a good chunk of that season.
Yeah, so I think you have to feel good still 1-2-3 with the cornerback room, and then I don't know, do they draft someone in the mid to late round again? Do they have another veteran like Mike Edwards type? You know, not him. He already signed with Buffalo, but someone similar to that later on in the offseason? I could see something like that playing out.
I also think they might play Cook and Shamari Connor more and draft another rookie safety in like the fourth.
You know, for safety, sure. Yeah,
you know, corner, but like even that, like Connor might be able to play a little split. He lined up in the slot a couple of times last year. Maybe they're thinking more hybrid role anyway. More teams have gone away. They've gone more safety corner split than true corner in some spot because of the tackling and because of the everything is single high with hybrid players. Everyone gives up 15 yards on routes because they don't want you to beat you over the top. Like, the game's just changed a little bit. So until somebody starts attacking the way the teams have built these defensive rosters, I just don't think it's going to look the same.
Someone said, don't forget, guys, Nico Remigio or whatever, and Justin Remigio. Am I saying that right? I think
it's right. Remigio. No, it was Remigio.
Yeah, you're right.
And Justin Ross. Those are the two people keep texting in. Yep, they'll be at camp as well. They'll be at camp as well.
Yeah.
But we already – go ahead.
Who has a better chance of being on the roster, Justin Ross or Kadarius Toney next year?
Kadarius Toney just because of the money. Just because of the money. No, I don't need either. But if you're forcing me, I think we have to consider the financial aspect of it. But I truly don't know how you can go into next year and have Kadarius Toney still on the team. I don't. But I'll go with the guy that's making $2 million that would cost you $2 million to cut versus the other guy that cost you basically pennies if he's not on the team.
Yeah, my guess is
I think both aren't going to be on the team.
I think neither. Honestly, neither. If I said who had a better chance – Yeah, it's probably Toney. I mean, I hope we're not having that conversation. And two-time Super Bowl defending champ, I really don't want to be thinking about Toney anymore. I'll be honest. I'd rather be thinking about Louis or Lewis or whichever version of his name it is.
Reese Zammit.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.